is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Bethel Park in the PIAA Girls Basketball 5A Semifinals. In conjunction with the PIAA and NFHS, the WJPA Sports Network presents the defending PIAA champion South Fayette Lions and the Peters Township Indians. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show. Tom Drakely is with me. Eric Bennett's our floor director. Kyle Lamb and Grady Peterson handling the cameras. Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. South Fayette rides a 20-game win streak into the semis, the Lions' third appearance in this round in the past four seasons. South Fayette hasn't lost to a Pennsylvania team since last year's WPIL final against Peters Township. The Indians are in the state playoffs for the 14th time overall and to the semis for the second straight year, the fourth time overall. Peters Township is an impressive 12-2 over its past four state playoff appearances, but one of those losses was to South Fayette in last year's state semifinals. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. By John Koski Contracting, supporting the South Fayette community and helping to build the future since 1945. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. Coverage also brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By South Hills Lincoln, more choices, more Lincolns, Route 19 in Peters Township. By Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Semifinal Tuesday and a bunch of extra games today because of the weather yesterday. Check in on a couple of those for you. In the 6A Boys, Upper St. Clair trailing Central Dauphin late third, 38-29. And Upper St. Clair down by 9, make it 7 now, 38-31, just under 2 minutes to play. In the 5A boys, West York has put a little distance between themselves and WPIL champion Chartiers Valley, South Fayette's next-door neighbor. West York 33, Chartiers Valley 26. That's about halfway through their third quarter. We'll have more on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
John Koski Contracting is right down the road from South Fayette High School, and they've been building and developing in South Fayette since 1945. That's why John Koski and his entire crew are so excited about the Lions girls basketball team, especially this year's group, playing to defend their state championship. Talk about building and developing. Supporting the South Fayette Lions and helping to build the future, John Koski Contracting in Cuddy.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. Great to have you along tonight. Our thanks to Laura Grimm, the athletic director, and the entire crew here at Bethel for the assistance in getting us set up. Peters Township had a little hiccup coming in, and that is that Taylor McCullough showed up with the road uniforms. Because Peters is the top team in the bracket pairing, they're the home team, and Taylor showed up with the road uniform, so Mom and Dad had to bust out of here, get back home, and get the home whites. And that has been accomplished, though, just a couple of minutes ago. Peters Township 11-2 in their last 13 after a 7-9 start. Losses to Baldwin, a state 5A quarter finalist, to Trinity, a 5A state qualifier who got to the second round, again to Baldwin, and then beat Trinity. And that's really the section game that got them going. Peters went on to beat Albert Gallatin, Uniontown, and then a game we had for you. They beat Bethel Park 31-25 just to get in, but part of this 11-2 run down the stretch and back to the state semifinals for the second year in a row and fourth time overall. South Fayette 28-1, their only loss to Miami Country Day back before New Year's, had won eight games in a row ahead of that this year, plus all those wins last year after the WPIL championship game loss to Peters Township. Since the loss over the New Year's, Christmas New Year's break, 20 straight wins for South Fayette. Lions have not lost to a Pennsylvania team. I mentioned this February 28th a year ago against Peters Township in the WPIL finals. That's their only loss to a Pennsylvania team now in 2 years. March 13th, 2024, lost to Oakland Catholic in the state second round, 48-28. We're back on the WJPA pregame show brought to you by Visit Greene County when we come right back.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Visit South Hills Lincoln and discover the benefits of Lincoln Black Label ownership. Premium maintenance is standard for 4 years, 50,000 miles, or 4 service visits. Complimentary car washes. South Hills Lincoln will deliver your new vehicle. Provide free pickup, delivery, and loaner car for service at your convenience. Earn points you can redeem for future services and more. South Hills Lincoln, Route 19, 3 miles north of Donaldson's Crossroads. SouthHillsLincolnOfPittsburgh.com.
Welcome back to Bethel Park here on the WJPA Sports Network Visit Green pregame show. Tom Drakely is with me. Peters playing with house money.
No question about it, Bob. I mean, they have nothing to lose. I've talked to both coaches. One's more nervous than the other, and I won't say who that is. But I am telling you, the best coaching job in the WPIL has been done by the Peters Township staff and head coach Steve Lambert-Hugh. Great job at 7-9, as you mentioned, out of the playoff picture. Look at them now, one game from the state title. Can they win it? Well, I don't know. It's going to be they'd have to play a perfect game, but they're here.
This game presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio, strictly prohibited. Announcers chosen and paid by WJPA. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. A couple of updates for you. Early fourth quarter, Central Dauphin 40, Upper St. Clair 37. That's in the 6A boys, and late third quarter was a 7-point lead for West York over Chartiers Valley. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network. Visit Green County Pregame Show in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
If you take a look at the 2026 5A girls playoff bracket, you might get confused if you happen to pull up last year's bracket, because it would read Crestwood, Archbishop Wood, Peters Township, South Fayette. Same four, final four as a year ago, with a spot in a PIAA championship game Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Giant Center. That the West York Chartiers Valley game now a minute into the fourth, 39-32 West York leading Chartiers Valley, 42-41 Central Dauphin up on Upper St. Clair. Starters: Bree Morial, Caitlin Malloy starting for the injured Jordan Welsh, Alina Sopko, Maddie Mell, and Taylor McCullough now in the correct uniform. And on the other side for South Fayette, Layla Wright, Haley Lamondi, Juliet LaRue, Ella Vieira, Ryan Oldaker. There are no secrets. These two teams know each other very well. Alec Paczynski, Caitlin Self, Teresa Buss, and the opening tip controlled by South Fayette.
Peters Township right away into a zone, Bob. Interesting move.
Oldaker back and forth with Vieira. And now Oldaker directing the ball into the far corner to Lamondi. Lamondi put it on the deck, kick it across near side to right, back across the other way to Lamondi, on into the corner, ball knocked loose, but gathered back by LaRue. Three ball in flight, Oldaker nails it.
Well, that's the only thing that'll shoot you out of the zone. If you can knock your threes down, you got to change.
Oldaker averages 11 points a game. Three ball, Morey off of the tie, no good. Long rebound, Battle for it. Lob ahead goes to Lamondi on the lay-in. Too strong. Nice follow and a putback for Ella Vieira. 5-0 South Fayette in the opening minute.
Here comes the pressure. Full court man-to-man.
Morial across the timeline. Mentioned Jordan Welsh in the opening minute on Saturday. A pretty significant knee injury. Taylor McCullough stepped up that day. Steps up here. Buries a tray.
She has been playing so confidently over the last several games.
5-3. Lions in front. Oldeker on the near wing. Right below us. Guarded by Sopko. Wright comes up to take the feed on the volleyball. 10-foot line. Standing right there in the Indians back up inside the three-point line when Wright has the ball.
Well, they're not going to guard her out there, and that's a good strategy, I think.
Screen, dish and roll, Wright catch and score. Beautiful feed from Oldeker, maybe a little behind her.
Yeah, and she caught it and scored. She was falling backwards as well.
Maddie Mell, first touch. Give it off to McCullough. On the dribble at the top, starts into the circle and has to bring it back out. Goes to Morial, right out on her. Morial to the corner, to right. It's Vieira has her guarded. Dribble off the leg and out of bounds.
Yeah, just lost the dribble. I think she had her beat on the baseline, but lost the handle.
Yep, just lost the ball. Was going to the hoop and went before she really got set up. Lobbed to the side of the lane. Ball knocked loose. Stolen by Malloy. Nice job there defensively.
Excellent job by Caitlin Malloy.
McCullough. Give it off to Mel. Step it through the circle. Morial for three. Off the rim. Won't go. And a rebound cleared by Ella Vieira. Hassled from behind. And going to be a foul on Caitlin Malloy. First foul of the ball game on either team. Update, Central Dauphin and Upper St. Clair tied at 44. Chartiers Valley has battled back to within 40-38, not quite halfway through their fourth quarter. That's 5A boys. Here we have 5.5 minutes to play in our opening quarter. 7-3, the defending state champion South Fayette Lions with the lead and the ball. Three ball, far corner, nothing but net for Oldeker. She's hot from the distance.
Wow, she looks really confident when she shoots that, Bob. Excellent perimeter shooter.
Wright guarding McCullough. Needing a screen, McCullough really patient in the backcourt. Got to hustle this up here. Sprints now across the timeline. Stop, try to feed the ball. Morial all but kicks it to the midcourt line, but grabs it before it gets there. Enough separation from Oldeker to avoid a closely guarded count, but now Wright close enough to McCullough. The count's going that way. Dribble drive, push off, and a foul going to be called on Layla Wright, her first.
Well, and that was a nice move by Taylor McCullough. I think you got to challenge this defense, Bob. You can't just sit back and accept the fact that they're going to guard you. You know, once in a while, you got to force that drive. Make the official blow the whistle.
McCullough, hand off to Morial. Wright switches to her. Ball into the corner to McCullough. 4.5 minutes to play. Ball around the perimeter. McCullough at the volleyball 10-foot line. Put it on the deck. Right hand, left hand, lob to the corner to Morial. Tipped by Wright and out of bounds.
Yeah, nowhere to go that time with the basketball. Forced to pass. Was fortunate not to have that ball intercepted.
Just a heads up to our crew. The yellow jacket is creeping there. Just make sure, and that's not a bee, by the way. Just want to make sure we're good there. Don't want that cable trough to get kicked. Mel saves an inbound play, but could have let that go to the backcourt. Madden Mel for three. Short rebound comes toward the near corner. Malloy fighting for it, wrestling, and we're going to get a foul call and a pushing foul, and I think this is on Malloy. If so, that'll be her second. It is. Two fouls on Caitlin Malloy.
Yeah, she dove on top of the South Fayette player who was on the ground. A 50-50 call there, Bob.
South Fayette with a 10-3 lead and the ball. LaRue, top of the key for three. It's off the rim. Oldeker follows. Rebounds, too strong. Gets her own rebound again. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for it. Wright comes out with it. Dribbles out of the pack. And then is tripped up, going through to the paint. Ball to Oldeker off the window and in.
Well, you can't give South Fayette second and third shot opportunities. And that time, Peters Township didn't do a very good job on the rebounding end.
Alina Sopko, I think that's her. This is her first touch of the ball. Sopko down the lane, tried to dish it off over the shoulder. And a possession arrow held ball. And 3:25 to play in the opening quarter. And we're supposed to get a timeout here, but it doesn't look like we're going to get that.
Maybe next one.
Well,
I don't know. Sopko did a nice job to maintain possession for the tie-up. Peters needs a basket, Bob.
Three ball. McCullough too strong. Rebound Oldicker. Outlet ahead to Lamondi. Excuse me. Dribble into the paint. Vieira lost the handle and going to get called for a travel to turn it over.
Well, you know, the only criticism I have of the South Fayette team is every now and then they just go a little too fast offensively, and that causes problems. Either you take a bad shot, you throw a bad pass, in this case, a travel.
3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Drive by Mel. She slides to a stop, and that's a travel.
Well, that's the second time we've seen travels consecutively by each team. That happens. They play that switching defense. All five players from South Fayette can switch. It makes it tough.
Right. Off to Lamondi. Bring it around near side. Eventually to Vieira. And now Oldicker. She has 8 points in the opening period. Oldicker drives down. Good job there defensively by Sopko. Wouldn't let her get the shot there. So now they'll kick it out. Nearly a steal by Sopko, but Oldicker, long arm, reaches out and saves it. Lamondi over the shoulder, tried to dish it off. LaRue saves, finds the loose ball. Shot won't go, but a foul called and a couple of free throws coming. 2:20 to play opening quarter. 12-3 lead for South Fayette. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Meet Hometown, your flexible, user-friendly digital platform built for schools and communities. So your students and supporters can easily buy tickets online, add them to their wallet, and quickly scan for entry. Streamlining event management and boosting revenue with customizable seat maps, season passes, and live reporting. Get started and make us part of your hometown today.
Juliette LaRue at the line, 1 of 2. Spinorama by McCullough trying to get by Wright. Nice recovery by Wright.
Wright's the best defensive player I've seen all year.
Feed shot put up by Mel. Swatted away. Caught by Sopko and scores.
Yeah, they really needed that basket.
Just under 2 minutes to play in our opening quarter. LaRue dribbles into the paint. Ball slapped out by Mel, but LaRue kept it alive. Ball backed out by Kenzie Rumberger, who has checked in. Ball tipped into the backcourt, and Oldicker will go track it down. 1:35 to play in our opening quarter. Count is 13-5. Right to Lamondi, back to right at the volleyball 10-foot line. Three ball far side, Oldicker off the mark this time. Caitlin Malloy with the rebound.
Great block out by Caitlin Malloy that time.
McCullough able to keep the ball alive. Goes to Sopko, on into the corner to Morial, but Oldicker right out on her quickly. Entry into the paint, ball deflected and controlled. LaRue ahead, Lamondi off the back rim won't go. Rebound McCullough. 14-5. Three ball all but down, won't go. Rebound controlled by the Lions. 45 seconds to play, first quarter. Circling back out of the corner is Rumberger. This is the freshman, 5'7", Kenzie Rumberger. Good hassle, double-team defense, held ball, possession arrow points to Peters Township.
Well, that was,
check that second held ball.
That was a great hustle play by Madden Mel there that time. Bob, she literally dove headfirst on the basketball. Great hustle.
This is the second held ball, so it is South Fayette's ball at the baseline with 31 seconds to play. Rumberger gets the inbound.
I'm going to say something stupid, but I think this pace favors Peters Township. I like the pace, and I like what they're doing on defense. Very aggressive.
14-5, South Fayette, kick to the near corner. Vieira didn't even look at the three ball, dribbled it out, fed it out to Wright. Now under 10, ball in the near wing. Lamondi, dribble, drive, kick to the corner. Wright for three, it's off the rim, won't go. Putback attempt by Vieira is well off the mark. 14-5, South Fayette up on Peters Township, end of one. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. Peters Township ball to start the second quarter. 14-5 South Fayette lead at the end of one. McCullough comes out to take the ball. Dribbles through a potential double team. Stop and go. Trying to step around, but feeds it off to Maddie Mel in the corner. Mel picks up her dribble and got hands all over the ball. A little drag of the pivot foot, but able to pass it off. McCullough, three ball is blocked by Lamondi. McCullough gets it back and gets open. A little floater in the paint, good for two.
Yeah, nice job by McCullough that time. Got the ball back off the deflection, the block. Able to hit the little jump shot.
14-7. South Fayette with the ball. Quick peek. Central Dauphin leads Upper St. Clair by one with about 2 minutes to play. At least that's the way I'm seeing that. Three ball straight on. Vieira too strong. Rebound comes up the lane where it's grabbed by LaRue. Step through. Shot won't go. Kept the rebound alive but tipped it out to Sopko. Lob it ahead to Morial. Had to put a lot of height on that. Three ball McCullough well short. Caught by Sopko. Her putback won't go. Got kind of blocked out there by Hella Vieira.
Oh, nice hustle here.
Sopko comes back, steals it, and then tried to outlet. It's stolen. Shot up and in for Haley Lamondi. 16-7. South Fayette leads 6.5 to play.
Yeah, one of the things you got to avoid if you're Peters Township are those turnovers, Bob, that lead to direct baskets.
Mel on the near wing. Crossover, got open, got away from Oedeker, but the ball blocked out of bounds. Last touch there by Juliette LaRue.
They're so long that they cause a lot of problems defensively, South Fayette. And they can block shots. Makes it difficult to score.
Wright ends up with the basketball for South Fayette. Into the paint. Kick it. An offensive foul called. Good. Layla Wright guilty of her second foul.
No question on that call. She left her feet. Ran the defender over. Easy call by the officials on the charge.
Update on that USC game. Central Dauphin up 54-52 with 10 seconds to play.
Oh, my goodness. Close one.
Kudos to Danny Holzer's squad to battle back in that game. And now down two with another foul shot coming for Central Dauphin. McCullough to the free throw line. Stop and pop short. Radulovic rebounds. Finds a cutter. It's Mel. misses the shot in tight. Rebound grabbed by Mel, falling to the floor, and is called for traveling.
Yeah, but good hustle by Mel that time, and Radulovic. Had she not fallen, she tried to get rid of the basketball, but just couldn't do it.
Far side. Oldeker, diagonal pass. Lamondi cutting to the hoop, catch and score.
Yeah, that time the defense got caught looking. Easy basket by South Fayette.
18-7, Lions with the lead here early second quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds. The long arms of Ella Vieira keeping that pass from being connected.
Yeah, Vieira, she does have long arms. I mean, she's active defensively. They're very talented, Bob.
Inbound to Sopko in the backcourt. Backs away from the defense of Vieira. Switch, now trying to get by LaRue. Sopko picks up her dribble and throws the ball into open space. McCullough on a pinball, able to get to it. McCullough from 23, right in the money.
Yeah, calmly knocks it down.
Timeout, Peters Township. 18-10, South Fayette leads, 5:04 to play. Second quarter, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Ground yourself in this moment. What do you smell? What do you hear? That's the sound of a juicy steak with 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, and B vitamins to support your wellness journey. Now that's my kind of aromatherapy. The nutrition you need, the balance you crave. Together, we bring more. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Final score in 6A boys, Central Dauphin 55, Upper St. Clair 52. So the Panther season comes to an end. 5:04 to play second quarter, 18-10 the score in favor of South Fayette.
I tell you what, I like the way Peters Township's playing. I know they're losing, but boy, they're fighting hard.
To down the lane, the right side, shot off the window and in for Juliette LaRue. I have that as her first field goal of the game. 20-10, South Fayette in front. Give to Mel, long three, just short. Rebound uncontested by LaRue.
She didn't miss many the other night, Bob. Tonight she's 0-3.
Lamondi into the paint, behind the back dribble, kept it alive. Got to get out of there, been there a long time. Kicked it out to Rumberger. To the free throw line. Vieira steps around a defender and scores.
Well, that was a beautiful move by Ella Vieira. Oh, my goodness.
Three ball near side, Malloy. No good. Ball saved at the baseline. Went right by Malloy and caught there by LaRue. Feed it ahead to Oldeker, trying to fight out of the corner. Able to get the ball to LaRue, and South Fayette will reset this. 3:50 to play, first half, 22-10 lead for the Lions. Oldeker through the free throw circle, pass intended for Lamondi is stolen. Good job there by Sopko to anticipate that pass.
Excellent job defending the back cut by Sopko.
McCullough, originally guarded by Oldeker, switched off to LaRue. Three ball, Morial, it's too strong. Malloy boxed out by Oldeker.
Boy, they need that to go down. She's had three really good looks.
Vieira spinorama down the lane and score.
Wow, what a move. Boy, is she talented.
Six-point run for South Fayette. Trying to break that as McCullough. Her shot won't go. And a rebound knocked out of bounds. Going to be ruled off of Ella Vieira. And we get a media timeout with 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 24-10, South Fayette in front. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
John Kosky Contracting is right down the road from South Fayette High School, and they've been building and developing in South Fayette since 1945. That's why John Kosky and his entire crew are so excited about the Lions girls basketball team, especially this year's group, playing to defend their state championship. Talk about building and developing. Supporting the South Fayette Lions and helping to build the future, John Kosky Contracting in Cuddy.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Peters Township basketball after the media timeout. Sopko gets it into Morial, trying to get enough room to look at a long shot, but cannot on the dribble. Now double dribble on Taylor McCullough.
Yeah, those are the unforced turnovers that you have to try to avoid against South Fayette because they're so explosive on the offensive end. That time Taylor just got her hands mixed up on the dribble.
Got a final score in the 5A boys. West York 45-44, a free throw in the final 6 seconds of the game. The difference. Three ball, Lamondi near side, nothing but net. And South Fayette up 27-10 on Peters.
Yeah, they're looking to run away with this one.
Lamondi with 7 points, all in this quarter. McCullough with the save. Rumberger trying to cut her off. Ball to Sopko. And she runs right into McCullough, who tried to duck out of the way. 5 second count going. Sopko's diagonal pass to Morial. She can't get by Oldicker. Steps through too hard off the window. Rebound LaRue. Quick outlet. Bounce pass ahead to Rumberger. Give it back. Cutting down the lane. Vieira for the deuce.
Yeah, that was a great pass by Rumberger that time. She could have taken the layup, but was a little off balance. Passed it over to Vieira for the easy one.
1:50 to play in our first half. 29-10, South Fayette looking all the part of a returning state champion.
No question about it.
McCullough gets separation, then guarded again. Lob it to Malloy. Kick it out to Mel. Catch and shoot too strong. Rebound on the weak side. Sopko finds Mel cutting to the hoop. Her shot blocked out of bounds. Peters ball at the baseline. Every shot contested.
Every shot, and they're making Taylor McCullough's life very difficult. Peters Township only has two players that have scored, and Madden Mel and Bree Moriel have had shots, but they've been unable to make them.
McCullough's pass out to the midcourt, almost stolen by Vieira. They're just so tall and long and active.
Oh, they really are, and they switch screens, make your life miserable. You got to slip those screens, and it's easier said than done.
Mel got tied up almost. Three ball from McCullough. That's 25 feet. She's got 11 and a half.
Yeah, she's from the volleyball line on that.
Just under a minute to play. Three ball near corner. Nothing but, a little piece of the rim. 10 points now for Haley Lamondi. 32-13, South Fayette plus 19.
Bob, they're just so good. I mean, I don't know how you defend them.
Morial, drive, kick. Give to Sopko, floater with the left hand, well short, gets her own rebound, goes back up. Referee in the lead, started to put her hand up, but did not blow the whistle, so no foul call, and South Fayette going to hold it for a final shot. 30 seconds to play in the half.
She definitely put her hand up, Bob, but must have changed her mind midstream.
Rumberger, Lamondi, Vieira, Oldicker back to Vieira, dribble drive, step through the double team and score. Ella Vieira with 10 in the game. Final 10 seconds of the half. Long three hit the top of the backboard, and the buzzer sounds, ending the first half. South Fayette 34, Peters Township 13. Back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J and Washington, moving forward together.
Visit South Hills Lincoln and discover the benefits of Lincoln Black Label ownership. Premium maintenance is standard for 4 years, 50,000 miles, or 4 service visits. Complimentary car washes. South Hills Lincoln will deliver your new vehicle. Provide free pickup, delivery, and loaner car for service at your convenience. Earn points you can redeem for future services and more. South Hills Lincoln, Route 19, 3 miles north of Donaldson's Crossroads. SouthHillsLincolnOfPittsburgh.com.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. And again, our thanks to Laura Grimm, athletic director here, her entire crew. Also, big thank you to former Peters Township athletic director Brian Geyer, now associate executive director at the WPIAO. Little hiccup in terms of our media timeout, but we got that squared away. It's nice to have people's contact info, that's for sure.
Well, Bob, you don't get a lot of open looks against the South Fayette defense. I mean, they're just so good, so long. They make every shot difficult. And Peters Township only has two players in the scoring column. Taylor McCullough had to make some really, really long threes to even score what she did. And Alana Sopko only has a field goal. They missed Jordan Welsh. That doesn't even need to be said, obviously. But Bree Moriel and Madden Mel have had open looks. They needed to make those shots, and they did not. Thus, you have this deficit right now at 34-13. How about Ella Diera? The last couple times we did their games, she was saddled with foul trouble. Not so tonight. Boy, is she talented.
Man, the only foul trouble, two on Layla Wright, two on Caitlin Malloy. Only five total fouls called in our first half, and only two foul shots, both of them hit by Juliet LaRue, part of her quiet four-point night. But you can be quiet when Ella Vieira scores eight in the second, Haley Lamondi adds 10 in the second quarter. You can be quiet like that.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. You know, I look at their team, and it's going to take, I mean, I know probably they're going to match up with Archbishop Wood again. That would be my guess. That would be a repeat of last year, but they've got so many skilled players, Bob, and when you have the length that they have on defense and on offense to enable second and third shot opportunities, they're a nightmare. They're a nightmare to match up against. You know, gallant effort by Peters Township, but they're outmanned.
That Crestwood Archbishop Wood semifinal game set to tip off at 7:30 at Bethlehem Liberty, so that's still a couple of minutes away from its tip-off, so we clearly will not have a result there. We can tell you that Chartiers Valley season has come to an end. West York beating Chartreuse Valley 45-44 in 5A boys, 6A boys. It was Central Dauphin 55, Upper St. Clair 52. So Danny Holzer and the Panthers season also comes to an end. And obviously the loser of our game will meet the end of the road. Peters Township is on the wrong end of a 34-13 count at the moment. South Fayette looking all of a defending state champion. Their only loss to a Pennsylvania team in the past year was to Peters Township, and they haven't lost to anyone else from Pennsylvania now in 2 years.
Well, you know what's interesting, Bob? Trinity High School plays them to a 26-23 game. If South Fayette goes on to repeat as state champions, that's the turning point. That's the game they can point to that refocused them, and they're playing on all cylinders. They do not make mistakes. They don't make them on the offensive end, and they certainly don't make them on the defensive end.
We're at the half. South Fayette 34, Peters Township 13, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bortolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more games, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Teams finishing up their halftime shoot around 34-13. South Fayette with the lead, well on their way to win number 21 in a row. They've not lost in this calendar year. Their last loss, only loss this year, December 27th down in Tampa against Miami Country Day School, a 2-point setback.
Yeah, and certainly for Peters Township, there's nothing you can do differently. You've had some quality open looks. You've been unable to knock them down. And again, I go back to Bree Moriel's had some good looks. Madden Mel's had some great looks too. You know, in the previous games, those shots were falling. Tonight, they're not. And thus, you have this deficit. But hey, they were 7-9. Look where they are tonight. And hats off to them, their entire coaching staff, and the kids. They have done an outstanding job and have had a wonderful, wonderful season. Some of these kids will be going on to college playing next year. And I know I'll be watching Bree Moriel at W&J College.
And some of them are coming back.
I know that. And that's good for Coach Lambert-Ryu.
McCullough, Mel, Welsh.
Yep.
Starters coming back. Malloy tonight a starter. She's coming back.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's nothing but good for them. Yeah, this is a tough game. It's not over, certainly, by any stretch. But, boy, is South Fayette a good team.
South Fayette starts the third quarter with the basketball. Side of the lane, it goes to Oldeker, who had the hot hand early. Lamondi for three. That rattles out. Rebound, put back. LaRue and a foul to go with it.
Well, and Bob, that's what makes them so difficult. They miss a perimeter shot. They get the rebound, score, and get fouled.
And that foul on Caitlin Malloy is her third.
Oh, that's not good.
She's the only Peters Township player with a foul. Mad Mel had one. And the free throw also good for LaRue. She's got 7 points, three here in the first 15 seconds. And now a bounce pass intended for Mel. She just looked up and didn't catch it. It went right past her and out of bounds.
Yeah, just unable to haul that one in.
Do a little math here. The margin is 24 right now. LaRue tried to drive, kick to the far corner, three ball, nothing but net for Ella Vieira.
Well, they are playing as well as they possibly can play, operating on all cylinders right now.
Mel on the dribble, double team, LaRue, and now Oldeker, and Oldeker reaches in against Malloy and just takes the ball away. A three ball here would trigger the running clock. Oldeker takes it to the rack, banks it in off the glass. She's got 10 in the game. Timeout Peters Township. 6:54 remaining in the third. It's all South Fayette, 42-13. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Peters Township just trying to stem the tide. It's a 42-13 lead, 30 points in the second half, the running clock rule in the Federation. Down the lane goes McCullough, and her shot rolls across the rim. Vieira with the rebound, Sofko with a foul. Two fouls on the Indians in this quarter.
Well, and you know South Fayette's not going to take their foot off the gas. They're going to continue to push the ball, get easy baskets where they can get them.
Vieira gives the ball off to Lamondi, and now up top to Layla Wright. She'll go to the left side. Kick near side to Lamondi, looking inside to LaRue, but well covered there. Mel did a nice job. Now Mel will drop back down to the low block, make sure nothing cheap from behind her. Vieira on the dribble, step through, give it to Wright. She'll sprint out of the corner, and now to Lamondi, guarded by Morial. Want to say thanks to Bree's mother for just a wonderful note. Oldeker for three, and that'll trigger the running clock now.
That was a heartwarming note, and I thank her very, very much for those kind words.
45-13, South Fayette plus 32.
Jeez.
Mel dribbles out of the corner. The ball off to Morial, who falls down with the dribble, trying to avoid a tie-up, and she is going to get tied up. And with that possession arrow, Peters Township Indians will keep the ball.
Well, and if you're Peters Township, you know what? You just keep playing hard. No let up. Don't put your heads down. Keep playing hard.
Well, the first half went fast. The second half's going to go even faster.
No question.
Ball inbound to Malloy, tried to give it off to Maury Allen. Layla Wright with a hand in the way and knocked it out of bounds.
And I'm sure there's some frustration out there on the part of the Indians, but really, Bob, they're playing with house money tonight and nothing to be ashamed of. This is the best team in the state of Pennsylvania, no question about it.
McCullough takes the feed, Vieira guarding her. McCullough's drive, tried to pass it across to Mel, and short on the pass, picked off by Wright, throw it to the far corner to Lamondi.
Well, the mistake she made was leaving her feet with no one to throw the basketball to, and that's usually a turnover every time.
Lamondi, LaRue, and Oldaker, senior starters for Brian Bennett. Trying to go back-to-back, and girls 5A. Shot put up, short, rebound put back. Bucket for Ella Vieira. 15 points tonight. She's almost doubled her season average.
Yeah, and she the last couple games was in serious foul trouble. Didn't play a lot.
McCullough launches a three, hit the front rim. Lamondi alone for the rebound for South Fayette. And now I would expect to see the Lions work the ball around. Maybe not the pace that we saw earlier. Their goal now, having certainly seen what happened to Jordan Welsh, is get this game in hand and get people in off the bench.
Yeah, good steal by Bree Morial there.
Read a pass, heading for Lamondi. Morial goes to the hoop and slams it in.
Well, that was a good move by her. Crossed over, used her body well, finishes the layup.
First points for Peters Township in the second half. In fact, almost 6 minutes since they last scored.
Well, that's the defense that they face. I mean, they're so good.
Right. Finds Vieira cutting. Catch. Score.
Well, Vieira's making up for all the time she didn't score.
3 minutes to play in the third. It's 49-15 South Fayette. McCullough on the spinorama lost the handle. And the ball ends up in the hands of Juliette LaRue.
One of the worst things you could do against this defense is spin. Turn your back to the basket.
Lamondi in the midcourt area, outside the volleyball 10-foot line. Get the ball to Vieira. She'll work one-on-one against Mel. And now drive. Lamondi scores.
How about the quick first step? Goodness.
And the run continues. 51-15 Lions. Ball to Mel at the volleyball 10-foot line, and Vieira giving no quarter and asking none.
She just down to the floor again on a turnover.
And McCullough maybe shake it up. Ball goes ahead to Lamondi for the lay-in. She does get up, and Brian Bennett going to use a timeout. 1:56 to play. Third quarter, 53-15, South Fayette. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
John Kosky Contracting is right down the road from South Fayette High School, and they've been building and developing in South Fayette since 1945. That's why John Kosky and his entire crew are so excited about the Lions girls basketball team, especially this year's group, playing to defend their state championship. Talk about building and developing. Supporting the South Fayette Lions and helping to build the future. John Kosky Contracting in Cuddy.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Want a piece of this, Tom? How about this?
I don't know.
What a sprint.
My goodness gracious, they score so quickly.
19-2 run here in this third quarter. Ball comes to Jayla Kendall on the floor for the first time. Radulovic catch feed from Sopko, give it back. Sopko to the hoop. Left hand rolls it across the back of the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed by Kylie Rumberger. 90 seconds to play in the third. Layla Wright stop and go down the lane. Layup and a foul to go with it. 120 and change. Clock still turning, and we'll stop with the designation of the foul, and then we'll get a foul shot after the timeout. 1:13 remaining. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
After the media timeout, Layla Wright misses the foul shot. That's about the only thing that hasn't gone right tonight. Sopko going to the foul line after trying to take a shot to the basket.
Yeah, that's the she got hacked on that drive.
On the foul called on Ella Vieira.
Well, they could have called it on anybody they wanted to. Oldaker had her. Vieira had her.
Sopko takes Peters Township's first foul shot of the game, and he misses the first. We'll get the second. The foul on Vieira. How about this? Less than a minute to go in the third quarter when she gets her first foul. She'll want to remember this night.
Yes, indeed. Save a few for the state final.
One of two at the line that time for Sopko, and obviously we're speaking jokingly, but every time this year that we've seen South Fayette, Vieira's had foul trouble down the lane.
Well, she plays so aggressive, Bob. I mean, she's going to get fouls called, but tonight just very smart with her play.
Right to Vieira. Crossover, side of the lane, hard off the window and in. Ella Vieira is 19.
Wow, that was a heck of a move.
57-16, pass across, intended underneath for Maddie Ross, tipped away and out of bounds.
Yeah, you can't second think about it. It's got to be quick.
Ball to Morial. She'll just catch and flip it up because the clock was running. We've come to the end of the third quarter, and it's all South Fayette. 57-16, Lions over the Indians. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Visit South Hills Lincoln and discover the benefits of Lincoln Black Label ownership. Premium maintenance is standard for 4 years, 50,000 miles, or 4 service visits. Complimentary car washes. South Hills Lincoln will deliver your new vehicle. Provide free pickup, delivery, and loaner car for service at your convenience. Earn points you can redeem for future services and more. South Hills Lincoln, Route 19, 3 miles north of Donaldson's Crossroads. SouthHillsLincolnOfPittsburgh.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. Just been a show.
Oh, it really has. And he's put Brian Bennett has put second liners in the game, except for Ella Vieira and Kenzie Rumberger.
Rumberger on the dribble. Ball tipped out onto the wing to the other Rumberger. Ball knocked loose. Kendall fighting, trying to get out of there, and Kendall ends up rolling the ball out of bounds.
Well, nice hustle by that young lady. Just could not bring the basketball under control. And a good move, I think, by Coach Bennett. You know, you want to keep your kids sharp, but at the same time, as you mentioned earlier, you want to avoid any unnecessary injuries, too. You have one more important game to play.
Yeah, that is a long-decided certainty here tonight.
Oh, no question about it. Nice steal by Moriel.
Moriel.
Good pass.
Give it ahead to Mel, and Mel bank it in.
Yeah, very nice job that time. Unselfish basketball.
Just under 7 minutes remaining in the state semifinal that has had a running clock for quite a while. 9 feed from Kenzie Rumberger across to Haley Solomon for the lay-in off the window.
I'll say this about Kenzie Rumberger, only a freshman. Her court vision is exceptional.
Mel on the dribble. Solomon won't let her get into the paint. McCullough leaves it for Kendall. Down the lane, step through. Basket and a foul to go with it.
How about that move?
Freshman, Jayla
Kendall. I think she's going to be a player, Bob. Really like that move she had. Now, we've seen her in a few other games. Not a lot of playing time, but the game she's played in, she's played very well and plays confidently.
Foul on Ella Vieira, and for that she gets subbed out of the game.
Well, she's had a great night.
She has indeed. Free throw won't go. Save attempt by Mel over in the corner, but threw it back out of bounds.
And that clock is running quickly.
We'll be 6 minutes to play.
This might be one of the fastest games we've ever broadcast.
5-3, a minute 10 in, and the next time Peters found themselves down 8, and it just ballooned from there to 14. Underneath, pass, Solomon scores.
I don't know how she got that pass through. As another assist by Kenzie Rumberger.
Yeah, went to 14-10, middle of the second quarter, and 34-13 at the end of three. Eventually to a running clock with 6:54 to play. Oh, side of the lane shot. Look at Jayla Kendall go.
Telling you what, she's got some skills here, Bob.
Joe Mays hanging around trying to get to the Jolly Ranchers.
Tell him he can't have any.
Ball at the baseline. Loose ball grabbed by Kendall. She'll push it up the floor. Sopko into the circle, but couldn't drive forward because Kendall kind of got in the road. Morial back cut there, but Sopko didn't see her. Give it off to Mel to the elbow. Pick it up. Without McCullough, catch and shoot another three. Long one. This one's short. Rebound cleared by Reagan Deklis.
Well, she shot it and was fading, and she was out there. That's a long three-point shot.
4.5 minutes remaining in the ball game. Pass by Deklis is deflected, but Solomon saves that, dribbles to get open. Runner in the paint, off the window and in.
How about Haley Solomon comes in, scores 3 quick buckets.
Sopko goes down the lane, waits, gets the shot to go, and is fouled as well. Elena Sopko's final high school game.
Nice drive by Elena Sopko that time. Absorbed the contact and was able to finish.
Score is 63-24. Foul shot coming for Sopko. And Kenzie Rumberger going to sub out.
It gets a nice hand from the South Fayette crowd as well, as she should. Made some exceptional passes.
We put that foul on Peyton Galish. Sopko rattles the free throw out. No good. And Galish, or rather Solomon, rebounds the miss. Brian Bennett getting players on the floor here in the state semifinal. Galish on the dribble. Step around, spin around, scoop it up. Loose ball grabbed underneath by Liz Porter, but throws it toward the backcourt, and it's going to be a backcourt violation when Solomon touches it there. 3:35 to play, fourth quarter, 63-24 South Fayette. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
South Fayette 63, Peters Township 24. I think the Lions might still be smarting from that WPIO championship game loss a year ago. It stopped them from what would have turned into a five-peat.
Wow, hard to believe.
Kendall's pass is tipped away but saved by Morial. Kendall gets it back. Entry pass is picked off. Coming up the floor is Peyton Galish. Ball onto the right wing. Deckless on the dribble. And Morial will put a shove into her. Oh, check that. Going to charge the foul on Maddie Rost. And now Bree Morial going to get a chance to bow out.
Yeah, she's got tears in her eyes. Look at her. What a nice young lady. Good player. But your career isn't over because she goes on and plays at for Coach DeRubo at W&J College, where I think she'll be a good player, Bob.
Solomon puts a shot up, kind of looked to be tipped, and it hit the back side of the rim and drops home.
Haley Solomon come off the bench just knocking shots down.
The ball thrown out of bounds by Peters Township. By the way, Bree Morial checks out, and Ashlyn Morial checks in. South Fayette going to get the ball across the timeline, run a little spread, I think. Cutting down the lane is Solomon. She'll feed it back out. Deckless picks up her dribble. Give it off now to Kylie Rumberger. Rumberger will get it back. Liz Porter out on the floor. Pass across the paint was intended for Galish, but that went to her left. She was cutting to her right.
Nobody home.
Sarah Scott onto the floor now for the Lions as we roll down to about a minute 45 remaining in the ball game. Crossover to the hoop. Shot won't go. Just missed there by Jayla Kendall. And now an outlet. Solomon going to take it and go the distance. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped around. Deckless catches. It is Liz Porter. And Porter gets the putback. ...80 seconds left. Radulovic pass was tipped, saved at the baseline by Radulovic, but she was standing out of bounds when she touched it.
And more subs coming into the game for South Fayette. You know, I talked to Coach Bennett prior to the game, and he was nervous. And I said, Coach, just relax.
Aaron Barish checks in. Elena Klingen checks into the game. Lions get the ball across the timeline. A clock continuing to run, under 50 seconds to play in the game. Barish lob pass to the corner is out of bounds. Too tall, and it'll belong to Peters Township. Perhaps the final possession of the 25-26 season for Peters. Kendall down the lane. Shot won't go, and a rebound cleared by South Fayette. Just 25 seconds to play in the game. South Fayette running the clock out here with a 67-24 lead. Barish on the dribble. Avoids a little trap there. Ball comes out for a three wide left. Rebound caught on the far side after the miss by Klingen. Ball goes down low. Liz Porter, feed it out. Final seconds to go. Little set shot won't go for Sarah Scott, but now look out, because here come the Hershey Kisses.
Oh, boy.
This is part of the reason why people don't want to host, because now that has to get cleaned up. But
well, just get a few little kids out there. They'll take good care of it.
South Fayette rolls to the victory, 67-24. We'll get you a quick recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
South Fayette scored the first 5 points. Ryan Oldaker was hot. She hit a couple of trays and a deuce in that opening quarter. And South Fayette built a 14-5 lead after one. Peters Township got a bucket in the first 30 seconds of the second, but that was all she wrote. Peters Township then got blitz there. 15-3 run for South Fayette. They closed the first quarter on a 5-0 run, or first half on a 5-0 run, to lead 34-13 at the half, and then opened the second half on a 13-0 run, triggered the running clock, and going back to the PIAA championship game, looking to defend their 2025 championship.
Well, you know they're going to have stiff competition, because you know the winner of the Archbishop Wood game, and if it's them, you know how good they are. So it's not going to be easy for them. I just want to say one thing. I want to congratulate both teams, obviously, but special congratulations to Peters Township. Nobody expected them to get this far, Bob, and what a credit to their players, to their staff, to their school, and you know, and they had to play without one of their better players here this evening, and that was a shame in and of itself. And we wish that young lady, of course we're talking about Jordan Welsh, we wish her great luck in her recovery, and we'll see her on a hardwood next year. And to the seniors, hey, better years ahead. You hold your heads high. I just believe they ran into a team that is just superior. How often do we see a team this good back to back?
Just really incredible, and Brian Bennett, to take them back to back to a state championship appearance here, looking and their third final in four seasons.
Hard to believe, you know. And Bob, there's a bullseye on your back when you're this good. Everybody wants to play their best to beat you, but they're so good. The closest anyone came was Trinity High School. So we'll see how it rolls. One more game for them.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
How about a 5'9 sophomore for a player of the game? You know, an outstanding player. She just, every time we'd see South Fayette, she'd get in foul trouble.
She'd have two fouls in 3 minutes.
She ain't getting foul trouble tonight. Yeah, no. She'd have two fouls in 3 minutes, sit, come in second quarter, and get another foul in a minute. But not tonight. Ella Vieira is our player of the game. 19 points, two in the first, and then 8 points in that really decisive second quarter. I mean, you win a ball game 57-24. I don't know which is more decisive, but South Fayette put their foot down and said, this is us. We're going on, you're not, and we're going to win.
They really did. They were so focused from start to finish until we emptied the bench. They were on a mission, and that mission was to get back to the state final, and they're doing it, and they're going to defend their title this weekend.
Tom, thanks for your work this year. I think we're probably wrapping it up tonight.
Yes, it was a pleasure and very enjoyable, as always.
24 Washington Green County teams made the WPIL playoffs. 8 of them made the state playoffs.
That was outstanding.
We got 4 to the quarterfinals.
Yes.
Or 2 to the quarterfinals. I'm sorry. 4 to the second round, 2 to the quarterfinals.
And a lot of those teams have players coming back, Bob,
indeed.
So we should have another good year.
Tom, thanks for your work. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bob.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. A neighbor helping neighbors. By Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. By South Hills Lincoln, more choices, more Lincolns on Route 19 in Peters Township. And by Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington moving forward together. Coverage also brought to you by Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By John Koski Contracting, supporting the South Fayette community and helping to build the future since 1945. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. I'm going to give you a scoring totals. Ella Vieira, our player of the game, with 19 to lead all scorers. Haley Lamondi had 14. Ryan Oldeker with 13. Taylor McCullough, 11 points in the first half. The only player in double figures for Peters Township. Indian season finishes at 18-12. South Fayette now 29-1, winners of 21 consecutive games, and on to the state championship game Saturday night, 6 p.m. at the Giant Center in Hershey. Our annual March Madness coverage continues from Dayton with first four action tonight and tomorrow. Then it's wall-to-wall first round action Thursday and Friday. Coverage starts each day at 11. Second round coverage begins Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at noon on WJPA AM. Our thanks to head coaches Brian Bennett, Steve Lemberieu and their staffs, to Laura Grimm, Tom Howe, and the entire crew here at Bethel Park. From my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Eric Bennett, Grady Peterson, and Kyle Lamb on camera, Bill Chapo and Mark Edwards producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. In the PIAA Girls 5A semifinals from Bethel Park, your final score, South Fayette 67, Peters Township 24. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.